You're listening to Vatican Radio. The 51st International Eucharistic Congress is set to conclude this weekend in Cebu in the Philippines. Over the past week, cardinals, bishops, clergy and laypeople have been worshipping together, sharing testimonies, listening to presentations and reflecting on the theme of this year's Congress, Christ in You, Our Hope of Glory. The event, which is normally held every 4 years, also includes speakers from other Christian churches. Among those presenting theological reflections this past week was Tamara Gridzelidze, Georgia's ambassador to the Holy See. An Orthodox theologian and former staff member of the World Council of Churches, she spoke on the theme, The Church is Woman, the missionary and pastoral role of women in the Church. Vatican Radio's Sean Patrick Lovett is in Cebu reporting on the Congress and spoke to the ambassador following her presentation.
I was invited by the local committee on suggestion of priest from Rome, I think Keith Peckless suggested my name because they wanted to invite one woman. And I am there. Well, I don't know. We were all two women only speaking. Testimonies are different, but, you know, with papers. But there were not so many papers, that should be said also. Actually, they gave me this provocative title, you know, The Church is Woman. So, I could have, you know, I'm an Orthodox theologian, I could have written and presented a very nice paper about Eucharist, you know, without much complications. But when I was asked to write on Church as Woman, yeah, I thought, okay, women's missionary and pastoral role in the church, because church is woman. So, as I said, as Orthodox theologian, I find quite a lot of sympathy with the fact that this is, first of all, the Eucharistic Congress. For me, it's certainly a great honor to participate in this Congress, especially that I am the minority here now, you know, non-Catholic, and also to present something on women. And honestly, I thought I will take this opportunity to test something with the audience, you know, which I would not dare to say immediately with the Orthodox. So I spoke about the role of women in the church from the beginning of its existence, from the first centuries. And I've done some work in that direction also, I must say. I presented some facts, how they were active in the early church life, and much more visible and honored also by giving titles, you know, to them, for instance, apostle to the apostles, not in canonical sources, but Mary Magdalene is called by the Orthodox, you know, apostle to the apostles, or, for instance, equal to the apostles. For instance, the evangelizer of Georgia, Nino, in the 4th century is called equal to the apostles, together with other evangelizers in many other countries. And they are also among these people who are saints in our calendar, some women, so equal to the apostles. So this was one of the input. Another was I reflected on the episode from Luke, Martha and Mary, you know, when Jesus visits them. And then this passage is interpreted by the 3rd century theologian Origen, who says that and who actually sets the tone for the church in the future, after the 3rd century, that vita practica and vita contemplativa are inseparable, sort of contemplative and diaconal life, because one is serving the Lord, the other is listening, but these are the images. And so this was another input. And then my major question was, without questioning and without calling into question at this time in church life, the fact of, and I'm speaking now about the Orthodox Church, the fact of having this male-dominated or purely male hierarchy in the church, okay? Maybe it's time now to call into question the fact that women are not at decision-making positions in the church. And I also drew parallel between the Catholic and Orthodox churches, that in the Catholic Church, in my view, women are much highly regarded, because, you know, they are part of the formal dialogues. They are teaching theological subjects in academies or spiritual seminaries, and so on. which is not the case with the Orthodox at the moment. So, you know.
And I have to ask, what kind of reaction did you get after that?
Well,
because there are lots of hierarchy, representatives of the hierarchy here.
I don't think there were many hierarchies. Marini, Archbishop Marini was sitting there, and I heard he was saying brava, so it was good. But, you know, about 1,800 people came, and majority were women.
My thanks to Georgia's ambassador to the Holy See, Tamara Gridzelidze, who was speaking at the 51st International Eucharistic Congress, taking place in Cebu in the Philippines.